neighborhood, your newsroom, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
South Africa saw a slight improvement in food security over the past year. That's according to a report by Stellenbosch University released today to mark World Food Day. The South African Food Security Index 2025 measured food accessibility, affordability, dietary diversity and stability. The report says improvements were seen in most provinces except the Eastern Cape. It found that more people had access to different kinds of food, while expanded food school feeding schemes and lower food prices were also factors. Here's Professor Dieter von Fintel from Stellenbosch University.
In this new report, the food security index went up to 56.6, which is above average. In the previous year, it was 44.9, which was below average. So we've really crossed the threshold from bad to being in slightly better territory. It's quite positive to see this upward trend. It's supported by the fact that hunger has remained stable.
The remains of the two pilots who were involved in a double plane crash in the KZN Midlands have been recovered, and it's emerged one of the victims is a foreign national. One of the light aircraft sent out a distress call yesterday afternoon before disappearing in misty conditions. It sparked a search operation that continued into today. The first wreckage was found at Nottingham Road last night. The second crash site was located in the Boston area this morning. The two planes had been flying in formation after taking off from Secunda, headed to Margate. KZN Transport says one of the pilots is from India and plans are underway to repatriate the remains. The Aeronautical Rescue Coordination Centre's Gregory Critchley says poor weather conditions, including low cloud and reduced visibility, made the search operation challenging.
Obviously, because we were limited by weather and we were unable to task fixed-wing or rotary-wing aircraft to take part in an aerial search, and we did task a drone operator to assist, as well as ground teams from the various units. It was a combination of multi-role players that took part in the operation, which led to the successful location of the wreckages.
The Civil Aviation Authority is investigating the cause of the crash. And chaos has broken out in Kenya as security forces fired gunshots and tear gas as thousands gathered at a stadium to mourn opposition leader Raila Odinga. The 8-year-old's remains arrived from India earlier today following his death there yesterday. Reports say at least three people were injured at Kasarani Stadium. Odinga died of a suspected heart attack at a health clinic in southern India, triggering a huge outpouring of grief across much of the East African country. Durban, a high of 21 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 23, Richards Bay 22.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. A massive World Cup match coming up tomorrow for the Proteas women against Sri Lanka. Brad Binder is eager to turn around his poor season. And Desiree Ellis expected to be given a new 4-year contract as Banyana Banyana coach.